Welcome to the Heirloom Radio, a different kind of old lease program. I'm your host, John Lovering. The series Black Mass was an old-time radio horror supernatural anthology produced by KPFA in Berkeley, California. The series, which ran regularly from 1963 to 1970, featured dramatizations of stories by established authors, many of whom were not typically known for writing in the horror or supernatural genres. The episodes varied in length and focused on creating a mood through language, pacing, dialogue, and subtle music rather than action. It's remembered for its high production quality and chilling tales. Eric Bowersfield was the American radio dramatist and an actor who was born in June 1922 and passed away in 2016, and he is most renowned for voicing the character Admiral Akbar in the original Star Wars trilogy, particularly in Return of the Jedi and later Star Wars The Force Awakens. His iconic line as Akbar, "It's a trap," has become a memorable piece of pop culture. But Bowersfield also voiced the character of Bob Fortuna in Return of the Jedi. Besides his work in the film, he had a significant career in radio, contributing to the medium as a dramatist and director at KPFA. The play of the Black Mass that you're going to hear on this track is Feeder, and it was written by Carl Lindner. This series was known for its adaptations of literature's most haunting stories, and Feeder was one of the chilling tales brought to life through the collaboration of Eric Bowersfield and his colleagues at KPFA. And now, The Feeder.
We trust that our final gentleman for this evening does not strike too close to home. He was especially conceived for this broadcast. Here is The Feeder by Carl Lindner.
For quite a while, but my cognizance of it comes in little clumps. A day or two together, a year of dead feeling, or no feeling. The time is associated with events. Associated. The skin on my fingers has turned rubbery. I think about my impatience to come alive. When will it be? When will it be? Air seeps under the door, breaks over my chest, plays with my legs. Will it be gradual, the coming? Creeping, filling, replacing the bones with tallow. I have those things to wonder about. The room where I was put. The marble ceiling, pitted with plaster from the 20s. Cobwebs. Decayed. Become wet. The moisture making them stick. Pieces of lint drop on my chest. I watch each piece come and go. My heart isn't in this. I wish I could go away. Stop. Maybe I will. I don't know where I'll go, what my fingers will do when I get out. A little thing. An under-exaggerated version steps out of convertible. He looks like any mother's boy grown into a real specimen. He walks in front of me and brushes. His flesh touches me. His rear end soft like a woman's, wearing tight pants. This material, this man, a nice reactionary boy turned man, smile. Dispassionate, soft talking. You think the whole world must be like that, a disgusting antithesis, a man having the appearance of a woman, the care, the window display humor, smiling when he cuts his meat, everything done with dash. Dash. I don't like it. The thoughts I get. I'm tired of this technical stuff. The pump in my throat keeping me going. The speck. No one asked me. Who's the paint for? Who has lived with a lesbian as I have and haven't? Well, she wasn't bad. A blank reality. No holds barred. Except the usual one. She was notoriously honest, bringing her friends in at all hours, dancing the Charleston. I wanted to take a pistol to her. The one under her pillow. Was this loving? Was this loving? Oh, my aching back. Thousands of years for the researchers. I'll tell all. Offer a lesbian for research. I will. No hope. I'm trying to think of what it means to be alive. I have it on their word. If I lay here long enough, something will happen. Then, wingo, I'm alive. I'm alive, wingo, wingo. That silliness pumped into me. The dreary thoughts, the jokes to make me fill up. How long? How long before I'm ripe? These connections. With all these jellies around him. Crap. Watch him look at the ceiling. Watch him a while. A house up there. An enormous machine feeding me. Information comes atmospherically through the sidetracked closed circuit. Through my feeder. I have a fair picture of the place now. They know soon about my image of them. The monitor will get around to that. Nothing is yours very long. That's business. The backs of my legs are stiff when I try to pull my knee up. Something anchors my foot. I get a cramp. Well, I don't need to stretch. No provisions for sudden decisions. So I just think about a diver. The fellow who runs up to the sisal plank and bobs like a spring for a while. Where is he going, up or down? Oh, but it feels good, just winging up, winging down. What for? There he goes, up high. Oh, poor devil, he smashed his head. Oh, my foot. Someone is walking around outside. I can hear the squish in the overflow. Fluids run into the grass, maybe to check. Such purity, these thoughts. I have a pure one right up from the house there. There must be a collision in my brain with overflow outside. I hear tennis shoes squishing around the meter. When will I be able to stretch? I'm full of little incompletions. I start out the door. I don't know where I'm going. Some things to be done. Sometimes I reach for things mentally and my hand is dead. Nothing. What did I want? Something sticks into a hole, an organ or something, then it is a buzzsaw. Oh, those things have to be ironed out, corrected, so to speak, until I feel capable. So I realize this is not bona fide, godly, or natural. Yes, what is more natural than this? The mainstream kicking it up. The roller coaster days. Yes, where is the track? He flew through the air with the greatest of ease. Yeah. Watch him breathe fitfully. Perspiration forms on his fingers. His mouth curls. Froth runs down his chin. Listen to the annoyed voices outside. Someone tries to fix the trouble. Heat. Heat, I should eat. That is a thought. What's keeping them? My hands are full of blood. My fingers bursting. God damn it. I'm blowing up. My mouth is opening. Opening. There. My real mouth is closed. So much to look forward to. Beginning. The idea makes me weep. If I could. I'm out of fluid. I'm out of fluid. Sometimes I get the sense of blind clarity. Obscurity gets finely tuned. I hear something call, an animal calls. From the house up there. Calls. At any rate, that has a noise, a cognizant sound, as if being beaten or whipped. No, it sends out a yell, a call for recognition, something like that, a call for recognition. Maybe it's the water in my head. I see formations on the inside of my eyelids appearing. Disorganizing. My thoughts have gotten too discreet. I should like to be alone. Yet they feel obliged to come to me within a distance of my wall. The room. Should I process their visions? Would you? Of course you agree with them. What I learn is theirs. And yours. You no doubt think.
Observe his specially induced despair.
A cat came in. It's rubbing my leg. Oh, my God. The electricity.
The Feeder, written especially for this broadcast by Carl Linder, with technical production by Christine Stone, and performed for you by your host of the Black Mass, Eric Bauersfeld.
You've just heard The Feeder by Kyle Lindner, in a surreal horror tale that was featured in the radio drama series The Black Mass. The story revolves around a man who may already be dead, existing only through his thoughts and dreams. It's an original life support narrative that delves into the eerie and the uncanny. Eric Bousfield noted the following about this tale. Kyle Lindner from Minnesota came to our KPFA studio a long time ago and asked me to perform a recent monologue that he had written. I liked it and did so. We broadcast it, then he left, never to return. He performed in San Francisco at a certain place and time, and then again left, seemingly forever. Wish you well, Kyle, if you are wherever you are. This is Heirloom Radio, a different kind of oldie show. Thank you for listening.